Hi, welcome back. I'm Nina.
And I'm CJ.
And you're listening to Murder, Mayhem, and Inappropriate Laughter. So, we did it. We made at least two episodes during quarantine.
So, yay!
Look at
us. What was our other episode?
Whatever. John Wayne
Music. Oh, right.
I was like, whatever our last episode was. I don't know what it was called. Okay, so today we're talking about a little town, a ghost town, if you will, called Dudleytown, Connecticut, aka the Village of the Damned.
It's called Dudleytown?
Dudleytown. Oh. It goes by a lot of names, actually. Dudleytown, Village of the Damned, and Cornwell, as well as Owlsbur. So we've got options. But we're going to stick with Dudleytown. I'll explain the options.
Those are all so different. And I'd like to propose Dudleytown. I think that's cool. As long as there are deaths.
There are deaths.
Yeah, Dudleytown.
I think Village of the Damned is like the most shocking. The most.
Sure.
It rolls off the tongue. So yeah, we're not going to talk about like a particular murder or person per se, but we're just going to talk about like the history of the town and why people think it's dun 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 cursed. So it's in Connecticut. Everyone's favorite place. It's actually on a list of one of the most haunted places in America.
Fun.
And basically it once was like a normal town with people and jobs and houses and whatnot, and now it doesn't exist. It's just a ghost town. Literally everybody up and left or died, and nobody really knows why or exactly what happened there, even though there are like living relatives, extensive relatives down the line, but apparently nobody passed on the story. Okay, so the first settlers came in 1740. And it started off with the Dudley family, which is why it's called Dudleytown, even though technically that was never the official name of the town, but that is where the whole curse and the root of the drama was.
Wow, the first people came and fucked it up. Well, who, like, lived there before?
No, they, like, it was, I mean, it was 1740. It was
there weren't any, like, Native American tribes?
Not that I know of.
Interesting. Okay.
But I think it was literally just found an open patch of land and they were like, let's make this our home. Other people were there as well, but like the Dudleys were the main family that kind of like founded the town and started it. So the actual name of the town was Cornwell for like the majority of its existence, but most people just know it as Dudleytown. So they came there in 1740 and they built houses, they farmed, they were like an iron industry basically. They forged for iron and that's basically everybody's job. That's how they made their money. Seems I would not want to have lived back then.
No.
I mean, every job is a no for me.
Well, you probably wouldn't have a job.
Probably. That's also a no for me. I don't know, just eat children, just at home, just like making flour or something. No, no.
Making flour seems kind of fun to do it once.
You think those kids are only gonna eat one loaf of bread?
Well, I'm just saying to do it once.
Sure. I mean, like making butter is fun, so I'm sure making flour is fun adjacent.
Okay.
Have you ever made butter?
No, but making butter doesn't seem that fun. It seems really tiring on the arms.
Well,
with a fucking butter churner?
Oh, no. We just made it in a jar.
Oh, yeah, because that's going to last you a long time. This is the frontier, Nina.
Okay,
well, harsh winters, look, cattle dying.
That's a lot of people dying, actually. I'm just bringing my elementary school knowledge.
Oh, you made it in elementary school.
Yeah.
We made green eggs and ham.
Lame. Unoriginal.
Very original.
No, we actually had, like, Pilgrim Day at our school every year, and we had to dress like pilgrims. Like, we had to wear, like, long shirts and skirts, and we made butter, and we set up, like, a courtyard and with all of our food. why.
It sounds racist. It just does.
It probably was. Okay, back to the storyline. Okay, so eventually the town stopped existing. There's a couple of different reasons.
That's the story. Eventually the town.
The story lies within the curse.
What a fun tale. There was a man, and eventually he wasn't. He was, and then he wasn't.
I wish that I could tell you detailed accounts of things that happened in the town, but unfortunately, they're all dead, and they weren't important enough people to apparently care to write down their stories. So I can't give you specifics, but we will talk more about the town in a second. Reasons people might have thought of the town ended. Number one is just the iron industry. It was just on a decline, as industries do. I don't know. Maybe the soil turned bad. Also,
the soil that they grew the iron out of.
No, really, they were foraging for iron. Don't you forage through soil? I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
Anyway, they foraged it all. They took all of it. They sold it. There was nothing left to be had.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, that and bad farming, so they just kind of ran out of things to eat. And also, like, a lot of Americans were, like, moving west, trying to, you know,
make get that Cali sun.
They said, I can forge for iron, let me forge for gold. Exactly. Yes. But
we did do that. Oh, you're not from California. You didn't do that. We went and we mined for gold.
Did you find it?
I'm sure we found some.
You found some?
Yeah, but not, like, honking nuggets. Like, you just get little pebbles of gold.
Oh, uninteresting.
It's still fun. What does Maryland have?
Not gold, baby. Okay, maybe we went crab fishing. We didn't, but we could have. But more interestingly, perhaps the town died. Because of the deadly curse.
The deadly curse?
The deadly curse! Okay, so why are the Dudleys cursed, you might think? Well, fun fact. One of the Dudleys actually worked for King Henry VIII. And he committed treason against him in some way. And he was decapitated for that treason.
Decapitated?
Yes. In England, and that is when his family said, let's roll. And they skadoodled to Connecticut, and ever since he got beheaded, that's kind of, like, where their curse began, and just bad things just kept happening ever since then. So, like I said, there's no, like, this happened to Mary Elizabeth on this date, but basically there were, like, demonic possessions. There were suicides, there was murders, there were people that just, like, went missing, like, bad things just kept happening to all the people in the town, not just the Dudleys, although the Dudleys also took a hit, obviously. So a lot of people think that either people died, went missing, or just kind of moved out of the town because they were like, no, like, bad things are happening. So moral of the curse is don't piss off the king. So, as in present day, the Warrens actually in the 70s, like, you know, the Warrens, like the paranormal investigators that the, what are those movies called? Not Insidious. The Conjuring.
Mm-hmm. Never heard of them.
Really? Have you ever seen any episodes of any of the Conjuring movies?
No, but isn't it the clapping one?
There's clapping. Well, if you didn't, this isn't about the Warrens, so I don't know a lot about them. I've just seen the movies, but they're real people that the movies are based off of. They're husband and wife, and they're, like, paranormal investigators. I don't know if they're still alive. but they were in the 70s, and they made like a Halloween TV show episode about this place, and that's kind of when everybody found out about it and like started going there, trying to ghost hunt. People like would camp there, which is terrifying because it's not like a town anymore. Basically, when everybody moved out of it, a lot of the houses ended up like, I don't know how a house just deteriorates, but mostly the only things that's left are like basements and like foundations, and all the other land is just grown, like overgrown with trees, and now it's owned by the a forest society that has a very creepy name. Hold on, let me find it.
A forest society?
Yes. Like the forest that it's in.
Owns it?
Yes. Oh, it's called the Dark Forest Association.
Ooh, that's a good name.
It's creepy, yes. So it's like a big forest, and like that is just part of the land because nobody wanted to buy it or anything. So they're just like, just throw it in with our land. So now they really try to ban people from going there since like it's an association and they don't want people getting hurt or whatever. But people still go like all the time. So anyway, when the Warrens did that, people started coming and doing things. And a lot of people said that the Blair Witch Project was actually like the movie was inspired by this place. But I haven't seen the Blair Witch Project in years and I don't remember what parts of the story line up. Have you seen it?
I have not.
No. I didn't think it was that scary, but apparently some people do. Anyway, so I actually jotted down a few stories that people like from modern days wrote. So there's no way to know if these are really true. They seem like good people to me, but these are like good
people. Okay.
But on an article I was reading, like the comment section was like blowing up and people were writing like their stories, and none of them seem like too crazy to believe. So I believe them, but we'll see. So basically, the one thing that everybody agreed on that have visited, they said that it's like creepily quiet in the sense that there aren't any animals. Like there's no birds or squirrels roaming about. Like it's just dead silent. Like no traipsing of any type of insect, which for some reason creeped a lot of people out. I would find it scarier if I heard noises, but apparently being in the woods when there's no noises is scary to a lot of people. So why there's no animals, I don't know. So this one girl went with her boyfriend, and for some reason they thought it'd be a good idea to take rocks from...
Oh, like as a souvenir?
Yeah, like gotcha. So they both took rocks home. She was also going on and on about how her phone wouldn't work, but I was just like, if you're in the middle of the woods, like that's not that weird, but okay. So
her... Sometimes I'm just like sitting at home and my phone doesn't work.
So they took the rocks, they put them in the backseat of her car, they drove home, and she said she went in her house, like nothing really weird happened, then she forgot about the rocks and she brought them into her house, and like that's when weird stuff started happening. So she described this thing with her remote, and she said she was like turning up her remote and her remote wasn't working, but the batteries were fine and everything, and she was like really weird, it's not turning down, like she was trying to turn it down. Then she put the remote down, stopped touching it, and then by itself the sound started going down, but only in like increments of 2, and it just like kept going and kept going until it was like on mute, you know, she wasn't touching the remote anymore, and I was like, that's kind of creepy. I mean, you could say that's just a remote, but kind of. And then this part was really creepy. Okay, so she told her boyfriend like, hey, you left your rock in my backseat. She gave it to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
He put the rock under his bed, which I'm just like, what?
What a weird
place to put a rock, right?
Yeah.
But she said that they were like fooling around and he was taking pictures of her on his bed.
Oh my god.
And every single picture had like those orbs in it. You know
those
like,
orbs.
You know about orbs?
I mean, I've heard the word orb.
Okay, well, anybody who goes like ghost hunting, they claim that if you take a picture and there's like an orb, then that's a ghost.
Okay.
So like, it was a really common thing that like little orbs in pictures mean they're ghosts. So she said that every single picture had a ton of those like orbs in them.
A ton.
Yeah, and right after they put the rock under his bed, That is creepy to me.
He sounds like a weird guy. One wants to keep the rock under his bed. Also, why is he like, come over, let me take some pics of you with my rock?
Okay, she wasn't posing with the rock. The rock was under the bed. She was on top of the bed. And the last...
What year is this? Are these Polaroids or is this a phone camera?
No, these are phone cameras.
Okay.
And then the last thing that happened to her was that, like, literally a week after bringing the rocks home, her car broke down. But once again, could be coincidence.
Coincidence. Also, the rocks aren't in her car anymore, so.
Yeah, they did spend some time there. But, she also went on to say, and honestly, I can't give you the details on this because I was like, all right, this is just, I'm bored. But she went on to say, like, how one of her friends who went, like, a week later got arrested. And, like, their house was searched randomly. But then again, she was like, well, if they were law-abiding citizens, then, like, they wouldn't have gone to jail. But she was like, but suspicious that it happened right after they went to the place. I'm like, I don't know about that.
She might be grasping for threats.
Yeah. But probably not a great idea to steal rocks from haunted, cursed places.
I mean, I've heard other stories that I remember absolutely no details of taking rocks from a supposedly haunted or cursed place, and then terrible things happen until the family, like, sent the rock back. And then they stop.
Well, she should do that. She should definitely do that. And the last thing that was, like, worth noting, people had lots of stories. Like, a lot of people go camping there, which is so creepy to me, and I'm just like, no. And they, like, go hiking, because, like, you can't enter through the normal forest entrance, but apparently there's, like, this secret mountain that only the Connecticut people know about that you can, like, get in. But most of people's stories were boring, but there was a guy who said that he was walking and he found a dead horse. Yeah. Just randomly.
I mean, horses do die.
Yeah, but why would a horse be in a national forest?
Actually, interesting story. One time when I was in Montana, there we were, like, on somebody's, like, property, which was, like, in a forest, and there was a dead horse. The guy, the horse belonged to the guy. He had shot it himself because the horse got struck by lightning.
And, oh, my God.
And he had to kill it. So there you go. It could have been that.
Yeah, but nobody lives on it anymore, so it's not like anybody.
Well, he didn't put the dead horse in his backyard. He put it quite far away. We weren't just, like, walking outside his house, and he's like, that used to be Bronco. Like, it was quite far away.
Was the woods owned by...
I don't know. I was a child. I wasn't taking notes. I wasn't jotting down who had the property titles to certain places.
That's fair.
I just know that there was a horse in the forest, dead.
That's fair.
I didn't enjoy looking at it.
Yeah. That same guy also claimed that, like, when he got back to his car, his, like, electronic, like, car key wouldn't work, whereas, like, it never had happened before. I don't know. Slightly more believable because, like, keys are usually a lot more dependable than phones.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it could be, like, whatevs.
Well, I mean, you said they were mining iron, right? They could have been fucking with the magnetic field.
Yeah,
of the
that's
area,
very
you
true.
Know? Like, have you ever heard of the mystery spot?
Don't you have, like, a sticker?
I do, yeah. It's this place in Santa Cruz where, like, you go and, like, supposedly compasses don't work and, like, watches stop working and blah, blah, blah. It's just, like, a little tiny tourist thing. Really, people only go because you get a free sticker and it's, like, an iconic Bay Area thing to have that sticker, so.
Hmm.
Also, like, things are, like, built on a weird angle that, like, should make things happen that don't happen that I don't remember the details of, so this is an exciting tangent.
I see. Well, I would love to go.
Go.
And that's pretty much it. Like, in recent times, one of the descendants, Gary P. Dudley, claimed to debunk the ghost story and was like, no, my family is not cursed, but, like, he wasn't there.
I blame him. I've heard nothing to convince me that it was cursed.
Suja, we are running a scary podcast. It's cursed.
Ooh, dead horse. Because everybody knows that all other horses have remained living from the beginning of their life till now.
How did the horse get there? Horses don't just live in, like, local forests.
They could. There are wild horses.
Here in Connecticut?
I've never been to Connecticut, but there are wild horses in Virginia.
Everyone in Connecticut is like, yeah, I see wild horses all the time.
Currently sitting on a wild horse. My neighbor is a wild horse.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it. I just find it interesting that it's, like, a ghost town. Things like that always creep me out. Like, I loved abandoned things. And it's just like, ooh, why did they leave? Like, why did they leave? Can you imagine if, like, the town we currently lived in, everybody and their mom was like, we gotta get the fuck out of here. And just, like, gone. And all these stores and houses just gone.
No, because that would be millions of people. And where the fuck would we go? But if it's, like, back in the day, and there's only, like, 100 people living in the town. Yeah, that's not that weird.
Back in the day, and that was a big town for them. Like, that
100 people?
You don't know how many people
were there. How many people lived there?
I don't know. But...
Oh, it could have been 17 people!
People. It was a normal town. It was, like, a full-ass town.
But, in what year did it become abandoned?
I think, like, 1800. Like, or very, very early 1800. I don't know the exact date. I'm a great podcaster.
Yeah, you came in here with a lot of information and facts.
Wow. Alright. Guys, get ready for CJ's next episode. We're gonna grill her. Make sure you guys have some good comments and questions.
Oh, they can leave comments now.
They always could. They don't. But they always have the option.
Well, that was a fun story, and I feel enlightened, and I'm going to take that to the first party I go to after quarantine is lifted.
Would you go to Dudley Town?
No.
Why? It's not cursed, according to you.
It doesn't sound that interesting. Also, already seen a dead horse. Don't want to see another.
I'm sure the horse is gone now.
Okay, but if it's cursed, there's probably another one now, isn't there? Probably a two-headed horse.
Oh, I'd go if I could see a two-headed horse.
A dead one?
I mean, I would prefer it not be dead. But you don't know. It has to be alive at one point. Maybe I'll catch it on a good day.
Not in Deadly Down.
Maybe I'll catch it on a good day.
Not in Deadly Down. What if there's a dead two-headed horse there?
I mean, what a story.
And it arises from the dead and just starts.
Starts what?
Being a horse. Right in front of your eyes.
Cool.
You.
That's amazing.
You wouldn't shit yourself?
Maybe, but like, what a story to tell.
I would never mention that in my life. I'd take that to my grave.
What? If you saw a two-headed horse rise from the dead, you wouldn't tell people? Why?
How could I?
I saw a two-headed horse rise from the dead. That's
I'd all. Get thrown in Briarcliff.
You don't have to tell a police, just tell me. Okay. I want to know.
Okay, I'll tell you.
I can't believe you wouldn't tell me that.
I just said I'd tell you.
That's not what you were saying 2 seconds ago.
Oh my god.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Nothing. Hope you guys are staying safe and healthy and all that good stuff. And I hope you're being more productive than we're being in our quarantine, because clearly we've only got 2 episodes of productivity in us.
I thought you said protective. No. And I was like, what? What? Okay.
No, productive. We should make a theme song.
Go ahead.
Not right now. I'm nervous. I got put on the spot. Anyway, bye guys. Thanks for listening.